And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And hello. And you know what? I was just listening to all the sponsors of the show as we were coming into this segment, and I got to say thank you to them for sponsoring and making this show possible, along with all the other Talk of the Town shows. It's amazing, and all you businesses and organizations out there, and I heard Olson's, and I heard Prescott Brewing Company, and I heard Janessa. I mean, I heard everybody, and Barrett Propane, thank you. You're all my favorite people, favorite businesses in town, and highly recommend and support all of them, including my fellow chamber, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Had a wonderful lunch with Sherry Heine, their CEO, yesterday. And, you know, you get two of us chamber execs together, look out. Good things can happen to a community when we start working together. So, again, thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Beautiful Tuesday here in April. We're so glad the spring has sprung. And interesting thought, we have those trees out in front of the chamber building, the one with the pink flowers, and then we have the ones with the white flowers. The one with the pink flowers don't. They smell kind of nice. The one with the white flowers stink. But anyway, you watch them blossom, and they're just all of a sudden they're blossomed. We had flowers yesterday. Today, turned to leaves. It was amazing overnight how beautiful those trees changed. So it's fun to watch the season progress as we go along and know that spring is in the air and summer is on its way. So we've got a great show for you today. We've got Norm Davis with the Town of Prescott Valley Public Works. Oh, he's always got interesting stories on what's happening on our roads. And then Justin Corbo with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. We just bowled for kids' sake this past Saturday. Had a blast. Worked with my friend Link Elliott here, and we had a good time out there. I bowled the best game ever. At 167, you rock chamber champions. And then our chamber spotlight on business is Vern Lewis Welding Supply and Kindred at Home and Kindred Hospice Care. So great show coming at you today. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com. Marnie, we'll be right back.
Chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My guest now is Norm Davis, Director of Town of Prescott Valley Public Works, and everything you want to know about the roads.
I'm the roadway guy for Prescott Valley.
You're the roadway guy. No, you got the awesome team, too. We're the ones that always work with those guys on PB days and all our parades, helping with our road closures, helping with the Festival of Lights and putting all the lights up. I mean, you just have an awesome team over there.
Yes, I do. Very, very proud of what our streets department does.
Yeah, they're go above and beyond.
And always willing to serve you. Keep in mind, you can always give us a call if you've got a particular pothole or anything like that. We're happy to come out and serve you.
And you know what you could do, too, and I do this, is when you're driving by and you're supposed to slow down because they're working in the roadway, wave at them. Say good morning. They just love that. I do that. I'll wave at them, and they just smile, so it makes their day. They're out there fixing the road for you. Give them a little love.
That's always welcomed.
You bet. Yeah, you bet. Okay, so the last time you were here, we talked about that survey you were doing about those areas of concern along Glassford Hill intersections. There was Pathway, Panther Path, Granville Parkway, that one, my exit, as I call it, because I go in and out mostly that one. And there was one other. What was the other one? There was four. That was a particular concern about
Tuscany Way, which we looked
at. That's right.
That's the access to Granville. So
right. That's
been real popular. That addition here a year ago has really helped with traffic.
Oh, boy. It sure has. I remember when my pops was alive and he lived over there. Oh, my gosh, because he lived right there on Arden Court. So, oh, my gosh, Dad, I go all the way to Santa Fe, Miguel. Oh, yeah. It was wonderful.
But we were real happy to do this. It was actually a safety study and looked at all of the Glassford Hill Corridor, the four miles from Highway 69 to 89A. So, in particular, we looked at the unsignalized intersection.
Right.
On occasion, we do see crashes. And we wanted to make sure we looked at the safety, you know, looked at the what we can do out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at each one of those unsignalized intersections and actually took public comment back in December. But it did come out of the study from the safety expert, so to speak, that we need to do some access restrictions there at Pathway and the Frontage Road, which basically means that we're not shutting down the whole median, but we're going to put what we call a diamond in.
Right.
You'll still be able to turn left off of Glassford, but you can't drive across all the lanes, which driving across all seven of those lanes is very, very difficult most times of the day. So we'd like to think not many people make that movement to begin with.
Or the people trying to make the left-hand turn from Pathway onto Glassford Hill. That's very dangerous. And somebody says, well, how many accidents happened over how many years? And I mean, they're lucky there's not more, because I'd make that turn coming into for the chamber office all the time, making that left from Glassford Hill onto Pathway. And there's so many close calls that I see somebody trying to go across on from Pathway to the Frontage or trying to make that left. And cars, I mean, let's face it, Norm, they're coming around that corner pretty fast. If they get that green light at, what is it, Center Court?
Correct.
They get that green light there and they are going fast. And then chances are they're changing lanes because now they decided they didn't want to be in the right-hand lane where the slow people are. So they pass on the left and then they jam over to make that right onto Highway 69. Just saying, I've been driving it 12 years now, so I really know my traffic there.
And when we were talking before the show,
you're so nice, and I'm just rattling on.
we're seeing all the growth, and we want to make sure we stay ahead of the growth, so restricting some of that access. But one thing we're going to do is actually look at some better access there at Center Court. You've talked about the signal. We'll look at probably putting a protected turn lane in there and provide a little more turning opportunity there. Restripe. Maybe do just a localized restriping, get more capacity in those left turn lanes. So we do look at that periodically. We see what people are doing with their driving habits and want to make sure we bring about correction. We are concerned every time there is a crash. We work very close with the police department to identify crashes. Is there something that we need to do safety-wise that we can do? Or was it just purely driver error? And that happens quite a bit.
Right. But then again, now you're looking at and saying, how can you mitigate at least some of the opportunities for driver error.
Correct. And we do the best job we can. So we looked at some, you might have noticed we did a few striping changes out there, and in addition, some signing changes. Took down some signs that when it used to be more of a rural road and put up more urban type signs. And part of what we do too is actually too many signs can actually be detrimental. So we always want to make sure we've got the right appropriate signage. Right. Biggest thing I always like to point out to people is if you miss your particular destination, a U-turn is a very good movement. I think there's a misunderstanding out there that, well, I can't U-turn. It doesn't tell me I can. Basically, the law in Arizona is, unless it tells you you can't make a U-turn, use that protected turn lane, go up to a signalized intersection, wait for traffic to stop, make that safe U-turn, and go back to your destination. Right. Especially during the heavy commuter hours, if you're having trouble pulling out, be safe about your choice. But I think that's the biggest thing I took away from the study was more U-turns to be encouraged and have the public utilize those. So there are a few intersections, some sight distance challenges. So we purposely put the no U-turns there if, as you point out, some of the curves.
Right.
But we have lots of sight distance, we call it, and you can see the cars a long ways away. Go up to the intersection, make a U-turn, and get there safely.
Right, right.
And as I mentioned, especially during that commuter hour when you see the peak traffic periods during school hours and during school let out.
Yeah,
5 o'clock rush hour.
A lot of times what we find is there's a lot of people new to our community and they're not sure where things are. And by the time they realize they passed it, so that in order to get back to where, like you said, their destination is, they do need to make those U-turns or those safe turns.
And the biggest thing, look at the traffic growth we're seeing on Glacier Hill Road.
It's holy smokes!
Yeah, holy smokes. Lots and lots of traffic. So we want to make sure we get them moving efficiently, but also safely. Both of those need to work together.
Right. All those homes they're building up in Granville. Holy smokes.
Right.
On really the west side.
Changing the atmosphere. And we'll probably, on the horizon, you'll see probably a third lane between the current Long Look intersection up to 89A. You're
well, the one that kind of fades into the double lane will eventually be opened up and go straight through. Because really, when you look at Prescott Valley, I mean, Robert Road, but Glassford Hill is the one that gets you into town. You've got Viewpoint, Pronghorn, everybody coming into town generally is using that because it's 45 down to 35, and you've got 25 on Robert Road all the time.
Correct. So we look at all those access routes. But what's amazing, too, is just the internal trips with the significant commercial center there, the Walmart Center and the Kohl Center.
Sure.
We see a lot of internal traffic. In fact, there's much more traffic internal on Glassford Hill Road than on the ends at the highways. So, yes, some of it is through traffic, but just a lot of that internal traffic going to the schools, going to all those commercial attractions.
Well, exactly.
It makes good sense.
Well, that's the only place they can shop. If you live on Viewpoint and Pronghorn, you're out of luck. You got to come in. You got to come down into downtown in order to hit the stores and do any shopping. Until we get that big shopping center up there at the 89A and Viewpoint, which is on the down the road in the dreams of many of us.
A lot of the shopping centers, but look at your shopping opportunities there. We want to make sure we move traffic very efficiently,
sure.
And that's how we do it.
Mm-hmm. So what about Florentine? How's that look? I mean, that moves pretty quickly? Because that's kind of a major roadway through town also.
Yep, we always have plans on horizon. I think some people made aware we've had some public meetings on Sunset Lane, which gets you from Prescott East Highway over to Glassford Hill Road. So that's a good big corridor that's been a real road for a long time, but we had another lane and curb gutter and sidewalks, so that's coming on horizon in the next year or two.
Yeah, you know, it's very, I drive that sometimes in the evening. I'll come and I'll make a right-hand turn onto Sunset, let's say from Prescott East Highway, and it's dark. And you can't see, the roadway is not very narrow, and you've got the drainage on the side, and I worry about somebody maybe walking. You know, it's definitely slow down there because you have no visibility.
Right, all those significant corridors. So the nice thing is, yes, we'll do significant storm drain improvements, add an additional lane, sidewalk on both sides of the street, in addition to, as you mentioned, the street lights to help see at night, because there is significant enough traffic, it does help.
That's because you're right on top of it, Norm.
We always try to be, and we always want the acceptance of the public. So we did have a public meeting. I think that's a well-received project. Obviously, it'll have, like any project, it will have its particular challenges during construction. But when it's done, it'll be nice, like any road project. You got to go through the headache, so to speak, of the construction.
Like construction of any type. So what is the anticipated beginning date for construction?
We're going to start talking to the residents, inquiring some of the right-of-way, because we're using up the whole right-of-way in there and just get with residents. But we anticipate maybe next spring construction, sending out for bid.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of utility relocation. With any big corridor like that, the utilities now are taking a look at upgrading their facility. Mm-hmm. So I always like to mention to people, you'll see quite a bit of work done underground, which is always frustrating. But keep in mind, that's where they put the large, significant, what we call distribution mains, whoever it may be, APS, the gas company, all those people are currently looking at that. Well, that's what you do with growth, and that's where you put your big service lines.
Right.
And,
as long as you're tearing it up,
part of it,
you might as well, you know, upgrade and prepare.
It's our circulatory system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just kind of like when we did all the improvements along Robert Road.
Correct.
Right. What? How about the Pathway Glassford Hill intersection? When is that going to be started?
That's going to be started in the fall.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start a little campaign there, but we'll start with the new budget year. We'll start working on it. But we anticipate in this late fall starting out, but this time next year it'll be in place.
So when you refer to the diamond configuration for that turn, exactly what is it going to look like?
Well, I guess engineers aren't really that innovative, but it looks
like... If I'm driving, what can I do what I can't do?
It'll be a medium, but what you can and can't do is basically it stops the cross traffic all the way across all seven lanes.
Okay.
And then what it does also preclude is you turning left out of each of those side streets.
Okay.
So if you're on one of the side streets, you can't turn on to left onto Glassford.
I don't do it anyway.
Well, the meeting will be in the way.
Well, so. You know why I don't? Because it's dangerous. And so I go around down Pathway, make a right at Walgreens, and come out with the grease people on that access onto Highway 69. Yes. And it's really nice until somebody stops. And what part of yield does it mean stop? You know what I'm saying, Norm? You're just laughing at me, but it's true. And Link knows, you know, we're there. Oh. Yield means just slowly enter, watch for traffic, and merge with it. Not stop, and then the rest of us are like, now you got to go from 0 to 60 to catch up. Just saying.
I'm glad you said it, because really making that left out is difficult from those side streets. So you've got easy alternatives to drive, as I mentioned, up the center court, use that protected light, and get on safely in Glassford. Because Glassford, you know, with traffic growth, there's fewer and fewer gaps. And that's the nice thing about the existing signals. They will allow those gaps. And that's part of what the actual safety study looked at, too. We looked at traffic counts. We looked at signal timings. We do routinely do that. People tell us a lot of times, hey, have you looked at the timings? And we do.
I was going to ask you do that, huh?
We do that all the time.
Yeah.
We do look at the signal timings and do the best we can. But I tell most people, if you're at a side street, if you have traffic in front of you, it will let you in, but it lets the majority call go to the Glassford traffic.
Right.
But it does meter the traffic well.
So you plan for that.
Absolutely.
I love it because sometimes, you know, I'll travel 69 and I'll hit every green light. I mean, I just got to flow and I don't know what it is, but it's every light's green. Then there's times when I hit them all red, you know, and it's just that few seconds off that can make the difference, right?
And technology in the last few years has helped. You know, if you see the cameras that we see, they look for side traffic. So really, if there's no side traffic, if you, of course, the off peak hours in the evenings, a lot of times you can make the whole major route because there's no side traffic. And
so that's what determines it.
Absolutely it does. So it just doesn't change. It needs to have a call from the side street before it will change the signal.
Then
as we talked about, it platoons the traffic in. So that'll move that traffic and graduate it to where there are gaps where side streets can get in. So, but yeah, if you're obviously not an early riser, Marnie, because if you come in early, you make every light on Glassford because there's nobody on the side streets.
No, I'm not.
Or if you're a late night type night owl,
Most of the time I am, because I'm coming back from the theater and I'm coming in at about 9 o'clock. So I do hit a lot of those. I do hit a lot of those green lights and look at it. But you know, people need to know that is planned for. And if you're hitting a lot of those red lights, it's because of other traffic coming in and how you're managing it. Because a lot of people say, what are you doing with the lights? I hit everything red. You know, well, yeah.
And that's typically
the only driver.
During the morning rush hour, I'd like to think we do have not as much traffic as some other big cities. But yes, we're starting to deal with that and do the best job we can.
Well, you could live in L.A., just saying.
Or any of those big cities.
Congestion. You don't go anywhere. You sit there for hours. You know. So what else is going on? Is there, you know, information on projects that are ongoing on your website?
Well, I think road maintenance is always a big thing. So we are entering year 3 of our significant street enhancement program. So with the that's coming into play. So you'll see that go on in July like it does every year. But I think what you've been seeing too is our streets department once again has been prepping those particular roads for the contractors to come and do the chip seal. So we will touch basically a lot of roads this year. And we're working a lot of the core of the town roads, but we do pass it around a little bit. So this is year 3, and we're happy to have that particular revenue source.
Right.
And actually raise the service level standard of Prescott Valley streets. So that'll be going on this summer again.
Nice. And what about the viewpoint road that you're going
to... That's the next extension road, so we're looking forward to that capital improvement.
That's
that'll
coming
be,
on.
That'll be a big job, too. So we talked about even an alternative to Glassford, the Viewpoint Drive extension.
Yeah.
We'll go through in the next couple of years, and that's all on the planning horizon.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll get... We talked about our residents up in the Pronghorn Viewpoint down to the core of the town with an alternative access. And that'll help Glassford as we talk. You know, when Glassford starts, you're seeing that congestion. When you can build an alternative, then that helps the traffic.
Those roadways are nice. They're
really
beautiful when they're new. That long look, Glassford Hill intersection there.
But
it's like you leave the bad
go.
Road and hit the nice road. You just...
And that's another project we've actually have out for bid right now is with the Glassford Long Look intersection. That's basically, we opened that here in September, but we got another community development block grant. We're going to add sidewalk for the students along Long Look, basically the viewpoint. So
nice. Okay.
That'll be nice to have the connectivity from Bob Edwards Park up to the high school. So anytime, and once again, that'll have streetlight addition. So a little bit of lane widening, but it'll be the pedestrian enhancements there will be nice to get kids to school and actually people to enjoy the park. So
safety factor too.
Yeah, and you'll have that connectivity we always talk about, even up to the Civic Center attraction. Mm-hmm. So always good to build those expansion projects.
She says, I got to go. We could talk for an hour and a half, you know.
Always, I
know.
I can always talk about
Next
roads.
Time I'm telling Bill, I want Norm for two segments. I want him for the whole show because we could talk roads. But you're doing a great job out there. We appreciate you. We appreciate the guys and the fact that you are always considering safety, traffic flow patterns, and making it easier for us citizens to get around. So, Norm, thanks so much.
I'm happy with what we do.
Yeah, you are. And you do a great job.
I always like to hear from our residents and how we're doing.
And he's so unassuming and shy about that. And I'm just saying, you're a rock star. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Well, we thank you for that.
All right. Norm Davis, Director for Town of Prescott Valley Public Works Department. Again, what's going on our roadways here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us...
You'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott. We're switching it up and moving to Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me now is Wade Cunningham, Senior Home Health Specialist with Kindred at Home and Kindred Hospice, along with Pam Kreger, a dear friend of mine, back
Hello,
in town.
Hello, Marnie.
And she's the hospice specialist. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's all about you here, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Wade, and Pam, and let you tell us about Kindred Home Care and Kindred Hospice.
Well, thanks, Marnie, and it's so good to see you. Kindred Hospice was previously Granite Mountain Home Care and Hospice. A lot of people in our community recognize that name. They've served the community for over 20 years. And I joined them a year and a half ago to be in our Cottonwood office. And now I am full-time back over here in the Prescott office. So it's so good to be home. So good to be back over here with my peeps.
Yes.
So I hope to see you again. So a lot of people don't know who Kindred is, whether we talk about Kindred Hospice or we talk about Kindred at Home. And they think we're a new player in town. But we are actually one of the original home health and original home hospices in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Under the name of Granite Mountain, we serve the community for over 20 years. Dr. Kevin Doyle is our medical director. He is a doctor of palliative care and hospice. And so we are so blessed to have him. He has been our medical director. He has been our medical director since the beginning, actually 13 plus years, the longest standing medical director for a single hospice in Prescott. Mm. So a lot of people are drawn to Dr. Doyle because he does a lot of talks in the community. He is very well educated on palliative care and hospice issues, and he just is an amazing man, and he directs our amazing team.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, Wade and I sometimes feel like the youngsters because we have, on our team, we have people who have over 20 plus years of experience in hospice and home health. So we have a wonderful team.
You know what I call them? I call them angels.
They are.
They are angels.
Truly angels.
All y'all
yeah.
are in this yeah. business, at home care and, yeah. and taking care of people in hospice, angels. Just saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry
well,
to interrupt.
So many people, when it comes to end of life, not only does the patient need to be supported, but the family needs to be supported. And so our team offers a full organization offers a full team, medical directors, social workers, chaplains, nurse practitioners, nurse case managers, bereavement coordinators. I mean, we are there to support not only the patient and all of their needs, mm-hmm. but to support the family and their needs as well. And under Granite Mountain, our original motto is, home is where the heart is. We'll be there when you need us.
Mm-hmm.
And under Kindred, it's providing the right care at the right time. And so not much has changed.
Right. Do you find that people tend to wait longer than they should before contacting you for a service, whether it's at home or whether even hospice? Do people kind of put that off until they're at a point where they're capable, let's say, or need help? In crisis.
In crisis.
Yes.
I'd say for the hospice care, yes, definitely. Most often, mm-hmm. it comes in too late. I mean, even for my own father, he went home from the hospital really, and we had 3 days with him, you
mm-hmm.
know. And so that's not really ideal. But on the home health care side, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But our mandates are different too, you know. So the home health care is about getting patients better at home.
Right.
You know, patients that are recovering, patients that are on the upswing, patients that had some kind of situation, either they went to the hospital or they just haven't managed their condition right,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
their medication, there's confusion and there was a medication error and they ended up in the hospital, you know. So when the home care team comes in, we try to get those patients back on track.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get them well, get them back to their baseline. And what I say, we work ourselves out of a job.
Right.
Well, sometimes it doesn't always go that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when the hospice time is appropriate, it's really at when there's a diagnosis that the patient has 6 months or less, typically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly. But then when we get to that point, there's really clinically a transition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it being restorative and healing and getting off care, it's about palliative care.
Mm-hmm.
It's about comfort care. It's about dealing with the inevitable that mm-hmm, is coming,
mm-hmm.
which is really the hard work,
mm-hmm.
you know. Really.
And I think that's the part that scares people, and that's probably why we put it off.
Where you don't have time. That's where you don't typically have the time that you wanted, you know.
And that's, I think our social workers are really good at helping families in adjusting to the thought process that their loved one's going to be gone, and how to maximize and utilize the time that's left. And really, we tell patients it's about choosing how you want to live those last days, weeks, months of your life, rather than how you want to die.
Right.
Because there's so much living to be done at the end of life.
Yeah. And going back to the at-home care, so many people say that I can handle it, I can take care of it, I can take care of my mother, I can take care of my father, and they push themselves to a point where, like you said, then they're in crisis when they could call you and have that help and give them the respite and the break, too. And
absolutely.
I think that's so important that they're not giving up. They're sharing that care because there's can't do it all.
Care that family members just can't do.
Right.
If it's clinical nursing that requires monitoring a wound, I would like a nurse to do that instead of my aunt.
Right.
Who loves me, I'm sure.
Right.
But she's not necessarily qualified to do that. And the fact that Medicare pays it 100%.
Yes.
There's no financial obstacle there for patients. And Medicare has studied this over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And so what they found is that patients going home from the hospital with no follow-up home care are 70% more likely to end up back in the hospital.
Right.
And guess who gets to pay that bill?
Right.
Medicare does.
Well, let's go back really quick, because we're running out of time here, to tell people how to get a hold of you, your contact information, where you're located, any other further information we can share with those listening out there.
Well, our phone number is 928-445-2522, and that's both for home health and for hospice. And certainly if they know someone who is in crisis or possibly needs hospice care and they want to be evaluated for hospice care, they can initiate that phone call themselves, or they can talk to their provider, who then also can initiate that phone call to us. And then for home health, it's a little bit different. The doctor usually gives us a call and lets us know they have a patient that's declining or that has declined and needs some restorative care.
So, but a parent or a caregiver or the person caring for that person, they make the decision who they want to use.
Yes,
and it's like you're not told which company you need to use.
Correct.
Or which home health. You make that choice, and that's why I say contact people before you need them. Contact business such as you, and I'm telling people call you right now.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
And
you know,
we're going to wrap this one up here, so I'm going to introduce again Pam Krieger, hospice specialist, and Wade Cunningham, senior home health specialist with Kindred at Home and Kindred Hospice. And again, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. And as always, the Chamber has your phone number, how to get them hold of you.
Thank you, Marnie.
Short break, some news, and when we come back, it's Big Brothers Big Sisters here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Windfall Willie here. Imagine you're riding your bike to the corner store. You head to the counter and ask for a Piggy Bank Bucks ticket, one of four new fast play games from the Arizona Lottery. You win! Now you try a Cherry Twist ticket with a jackpot that's always growing. Another instant win! You cash out, and leave on your new bike.
Woo-wee!
Play for lightning fast wins with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Central Arizona fire crews had a busy weekend. Crews had been dispatched to a structure fire off Rolling Hills Road Saturday night. The fire had started while the homeowners were cooking on a barbecue grill. It spread quickly from the porch and into the home. According to Fire Marshal Rick Chase, all occupants were able to get out safely, but the home is a total loss. Firefighters worked for several hours and had to use water tenders. No injuries have been reported. While crews were still on the scene, another fire was reported on Las Palmas Drive. Heavy smoke was showing from the attic and vents of the home. All residents got out safely and the fire was put out. Damage has been contained to the chimney chase and a small area around it. The cause is under investigation. On Friday afternoon, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to a fire behind the Prescott Valley Walmart store. They were able to quickly knock down the fire that had burned 1 acre of grass and brush. The cause is being labeled as suspicious and is under investigation. A prior medical condition may have contributed to a 71-year-old Prescott man's death on Easter Sunday.
David Mangan died during a mountain bike ride on the West Side Story Trail located near Iron Springs Road in Highland Pines in Prescott. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight D'Elvin explains that Mangan had been riding with a local cyclist group.
One of the cyclist group members told deputies David met the group about 1 p.m. and he appeared okay. The group left the trailhead about 1:10 p.m. and took a break around 1:30 p.m. and about 5 minutes later, David collapsed.
D'Elvin says there was some difficulty in getting to the man.
Fire officials indicated it took about 35 minutes to access the scene due to the remote area and lack of a definitive location. Dispatchers used GPS coordinates from the reporting party's cell phone to eventually pinpoint the site.
Prescott Fire Department personnel administered CPR, which had been started by an off-duty nurse riding with the group. Unfortunately, Mangan died at the scene. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, temperatures increasing over the next 2 days. Expect an overnight low of 42 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 70 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Thursday. 46 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 80 and a high on Thursday of 84. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandmother would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Purple Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. They don't just bloom once in spring, they bloom again in summer. Mine bloomed 3 times last year, making spring last well into fall, and just $29.99. Come check out all the heavenly new sights and scents that are making this spring the most beautiful ever. Lilacs like Grandma used to grow and better. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We did a switcheroo. So now we have a switcheroo, which is always fun because it keeps it interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
Never the same old dull, boring thing. Joining me now is Justin Corbell. He's the recruitment specialist. I also had the fabulous opportunity to hang out with him this past Sunday at Yabba Pie Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Can we just acknowledge, Marnie, you bowled a 167?
Yay!
Can we just acknowledge that? I mean, I'm quite impressed. That's
I don't
big
think
time.
I've ever bowled that good. I had 4 strikes in a row.
I actually have a funny story. There was a guy who was bowling at Bowl for Kids' Sake and had 10 strikes in a row. A perfect game is 11. And so I was the MC and I was announcing, and this guy, I thought he was done. I thought he bowled a perfect game. So I said, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's amazing. Bowled a perfect game. He had one more to go. And the whole bowling alley was looking at him. He got 7 pins, bowled a 297. I felt so bad. And this guy was our top fundraiser. He was a great guy. And I felt so bad. But he was a good sport. He's like, I've bowled like 6 perfect games. I'm sitting here thinking, this guy's something special.
Well, and I will have to share the fact that when you do bowl for Kids' Sake, 9 pins down is the same as a strike.
Yes, ma'am.
So I had a couple of those. So it didn't always, all 10 didn't go down. I'm just sharing that, you know, no, I'm not an awesome bowler. Don't call me up to be on your team because it's probably not a good idea. But we did have a good time.
Yeah.
Our chamber staff worked together. We were the chamber champions is what we called ourselves. But our goal at the time is we're just going to come and bowl. We do it every year. But we said, we'll raise money. We want to raise enough money for one match. And we know that's cost is how much?
$1,200.
To do the match. And that's all the paperwork, everything involved to have a match of a big and little. Yeah. And we did. And that was our goal. And we were so happy to do that. And then we had a blast bowling. It was the greatest day. And we had my lovely, friendly Kelly. It was our MC for the day. That kept harassing me. Right. So it's a wonder I could even.
It's easy. Yeah.
So, but it's successful. You have any more dates left? Now they say, oh gosh, I want to beat Marnie's 167.
Right. We do have a couple of dates left. We have this Saturday, April 7th. We have
Can you still sign up?
We have a couple more spots open. The Procrastinators Bowl. Actually, we're having a lot of the county members, the county teams get together for the 7th. And then the 14th is also available. A couple dates available for that one. People, if you don't know, to put together a team, it's 5 members, usually 4 or 5 members, and we ask our members to raise $125. The PV chamber went above and beyond, which is amazing.
We were gonna start out just to get the t-shirt, but then we said, let's really do something good here,
something special.
And
you guys got a gift card too, right?
We did. My staff forgot I got it.
They're listening.
It's for business.
I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Don't tell.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell him.
Awkward now, huh? How do we recover from that one?
It's okay, thank you, Gloria. Okay, next business lunch is going to be at Augie's.
Right. So it's a fun event. I think you've done it for so long. We're so grateful. And
you give us, drink tickets, for pop and soda. And even this year, if you went to the bar that early in the morning. But, and then we had pizza.
Right.
Pizza.
Free pizza from Pizza Hut. Great sponsor. And great event. So, if you're interested in bowling, doing Bowl for Kids, you can go to our website, azbigs.org, or our phone number, 778-5135, and reserve. So, it's still open. We still have a couple spots.
So what do you do as a recruitment specialist, Justin?
That's a great question. You know what, Marty? So as a recruitment specialist, I guess, you know, I think the most important thing as a recruitment specialist is I've been a big for 4.5 years, actually going on 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from that time, you know, people say, well, you're so young. How have you done it? Well, actually, I started off in high school mentoring and just kind of transitioned into the community. And I think my job is really to convey my passion for this agency, convey information towards people who are maybe hesitant towards it, because I think, and you know, I encounter, I would say 300 people a week just talking to them about this. And every single time I feel like the concern is either it's time or age or these really, you know, mainstream things that everyone kind of says. And I say, well, you know, respectfully, I think you're never too old to be a big. I mean, there maybe is a certain point, but I mean, we have bigs in our program who are in their 80s. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, we have that. And then also the time, I mean, I can speak from experience. I'm doing, you know, school, I'm doing work, and I find plenty of time. It's 8 hours a month or an hour a week, depending on which match you do. The hour a week is a school-based, 8 hours a month is community-based. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I respectfully say to those people, I'm going to challenge you to just look into it, to come have coffee with me, come talk, or, you know, something like that.
Well, it looks like you've been successful. I see a lot of matches being made, and it's great that you share that.
Yeah.
Also, your Bigs in Blue program, always outreach at all segments of the community to make those matches and help those kids that, you know, otherwise might not have that person in their lives to help them along.
Yeah, I think the Bigs in Blue program, I wish I had an hour to talk, because there's so much stuff I could I could talk about. Sorry, I got a little excited there, Marnie. But Bigs in Blue is such a cool representation of you know, our people who serve our community, you know, on a daily basis coming together, and you know, police officers James Edelstein in Prescott, or Prescott Valley, you know, Deborah Black, the chief over in Prescott, and then Chief Wynn, and Chino. They're all just coming together to say these kids are, they need to be served, and what better opportunity than for our police officers. But if you're not a police officer, you know, you could still be a big, and there's a great opportunity for it.
It doesn't matter. Then you have the family matches.
Yeah.
Then you have the school match.
Family matches.
And then you have the big and little.
Couple matches. School plus, which is actually a mixture of school-based and community-based. So, I mean, you know, our goal is not to make people's lives harder because they're big. It's to serve these kids. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. And so to serve these kids, we get people are busy, but we've also seen through research that the programs that we offer provide successful results.
Right.
You know, it's research driven.
I've also seen too that people don't have to be creative on their own. You offer a lot of opportunities for bigs and littles to take advantage of activities that you put together and plan. I saw one at the planetarium.
Yes.
You had that one there. So you open up these areas of interest and invite the bigs and littles to come, creating that event that they didn't have to think about.
You know, we do two events a month for bigs and littles. We plan two events a month. Something I actually just ran across is this list of clubs for Prescott and Prescott Valley and Chino. There's like 300 clubs on this list. And I thought, well, and most of these clubs will let members in for free. There's some that, you know, like the Chino Valley Model Aviators, for instance. I mean, they want kids out there to fly model airplanes, and it's like, you know, they'll give them all the gear and all this other stuff. I'm like, why, you know, there's so many resources that these bigs could be utilizing. So yeah, we do a lot for that.
That's great. And then they also, you know, work with each other, and there's something about coming together when you're a common group too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, as a big and the littles and celebrating, you know, the investment that they're all making.
Yeah. I just did a presentation for a prospectors group. So it's a bunch of prospectors. And I thought, well, what, you know, why couldn't I go out there and speak to those people? And they want to get together a bunch of kids to go out and pan for gold.
Fun.
You know, I mean, how fun is that? Yeah. I actually tried taking my little, I can speak from experience. I tried taking my first little brother out prospecting on the Wolf Creek. I'm pretty sure I fell in. I'm pretty sure it was like 20 degrees out. So it was not a very smart day to go. And it was very, very difficult. And these guys, they're professionals. They know what they're doing.
I bet for that little, it was the best day ever. You know, that's all.
We went to Cal Ranch and bought a $5 gold pin. And this kid was out there and we had no idea what we were doing. We were just shaking sand. And we're like, we're so cool. We're gold panning. I mean, you know, it was awesome. And it's something as simple as that. It's something as simple as taking a kid to Costco. I mean, really.
Just
you think about some of these kids may not ever go to Costco. They might not ever, you know, there's a membership for Costco. Maybe some parents, some families can't afford that, and maybe they just never see it. You take a kid into Costco, kid sees free samples.
Saturday snacks.
Saturday snacks. Come on, you know? So there's just, I mean, it's so simple. People like to complicate it. It is not complicated. It's
right,
so simple.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's very easy to understand what you're saying, Justin. Now we want to call you. How do they get a hold of you?
You know what? You got to send a raven. No, I'm joking. I'm joking, Marnie. You're giving me that look like I'm crazy, okay?
Oh, this is my sister Aloysius look.
Right. Right. Yeah. Thank you for that. She's eyeing
me
down.
Ask Dr. Wills about the look.
The look. I'll ask Dr. Wills.
That Marnie says about the look, huh?
Yeah. So you can actually reach us at azbigs.org. That's our website. There's information on there. Our phone number is 928-778-5135. Or I like to have coffee with people. And I think that's something that's really, you know, people are concerned sometimes about what it might entail and all these different things. Come have coffee with me.
Right.
Come talk to someone who's been doing it for as long as I have, or there's other people out there. So there's different avenues. You can come to our office. I mean, there's so many different ways to connect.
Right.
So.
But the one-on-one, the face-to-face, being able to explain, be able to ask your questions is the way to go.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, because like you said, there are the different matches. There's the one size fit all.
Yeah.
And you've learned that over the years.
Yes.
And so what you're doing is taking the opportunity to connect these kids with a big,
right,
in some meaningful way.
Yeah.
You're making it work for the adults.
Can I share a really quick snippet?
Sure.
There's this this big who's been a big for 25 years in our program, or 25 years,
wow,
right? Crazy amount of time. And his first little that he had was really, really stubborn, really never showed appreciation towards him. And his little got out and just, you know, this big was consistent with him. You know, I think he did the school-based match, so an hour a week. This little gets out of high school, goes straight to the military, writes his big a letter and says, "Norm, I just want to thank you. I don't know where I'd be without you."
Wow.
He said, "I don't know where I'd be without you. I'm so sorry I never showed, you know, gratitude or whatever." And come on. I mean, Link's tearing up right now because
you're crying.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Those are the stories,
but
though.
It happens all the time. It's something, I mean, I can only imagine all the stuff we don't hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
So
thank goodness for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for you.
No,
thank you for you, Marnie.
You know, you're in my circle of love, you know. I love what you do, and it's, you know, one way that we can help and help you get the word out, help support you, help support the work, and help support our kids.
Yes.
Because our kids are our future.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and so what we want to do is raise contributing citizens, you know, and
generational change.
Exactly.
We can make generational change as a big.
In a small way.
In a small way.
In just a little bit amount of time.
That big.
Yeah. One more time, Justin, your phone number.
928-778-5135, azbigs.org. Or like I said, you can send a raven. I don't know if it'll ever get to the office, but you can try.
There you go. And Justin Crumble with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Again, fun event.
Thank you.
Bowl for Kids' Sake. Two more events. You can still and get in. Give them
a call. Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of fun, and it's a celebration. So good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Marnie.
Thank you. What a way to end it. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we're going to say goodnight here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com, and 95.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
$14 a month. That's all you'll pay for 24-hour alarm monitoring from Western States Communications. This is Sanford Cohen. If your alarm company has tried to raise your rates, do what I did. Make the switch to Western States Communications. They even use my existing equipment. Now I'm only paying $14 a month for 24/7 security. Call right now at 772-3529 and they'll give you 2 months monitoring free. That's Western States Communications alarm monitoring, $14 a month, 772-3529.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hey, I was talking to Link, and she says next week, the 8th through the 13th, is National Library Week. And the Prescott Valley Library, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we had our librarian on, Casey and Shelby, but it is Amnesty, which means that you've got all those overdue library books that you're sitting around somewhere and you're just not taking them back, you probably owe a lot of money. Wash. It's all done. You just take them back. They'd love to get the books back. There's no charge. You can give them back. And it will not be on your permanent records. So go ahead and take those overdue library books back all of next week, anytime, to the Prescott Valley Library. And they will give you away all of your, take away all your fines and all the, and your start off fresh with brand new books. So great deal and a great and National Library Week. Go out and also visit your local library because it's a lot of fun. We have a great library over there in Prescott Valley. So go on over and check them out. And again, the books are free. You just can rent them and you take them back. But what's wrong with that? And also want to remind everybody, next week we're co-sponsoring with the Prescott Chamber the community. Customer service workshop presented by a very good friend of mine and internationally renowned speaker trainer David Ocker. It's still open and available for attendance. It's $20 if you're a chamber member, or $30 to come on over. 2-hour session, very dynamic. You'll learn a lot. You're a business out there, send your employees. If you just want to brush up some skills and hear somebody that's going to inspire you to go out and love on people and treat everybody and doing the best we can for our business community, I highly recommend it. Again, reservations, give us a call, 772-8857. That's just because we want to keep some numbers, know how many chairs to set out. But otherwise, it's open to everyone, and no matter what business you're in, customer service always comes around, and it's very important. So join us next Tuesday, April the 10th, at the Prescott Resort, 9 to 11 a.m. or 2 to 4. Two sessions. They're both the same, so it's just giving each one of you somebody the opportunity there. It's easier to go in the morning or it's easier to go in the afternoon. So we'd love to have you there. Come on and join us. Again, give us a call at 772-8857. So first day of April here, our first Tuesday here in the show. We've got some great guests coming up joining us over the next few weeks. So we hope you keep listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, KQNA, 11:30 a.m. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.